And if you have your Bible or your tablet or your phone or however you access Scripture, I want you to turn with me to the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5. And we're going to be reading some words from the Apostle Paul this morning. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we'll begin with verse number 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning with the 12th verse. Paul writes and he says, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." He's talking about ministry. Know those that minister to you and know those that are over you in the Lord and instruct you in the Lord. He says in verse 13, "And esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both amongst yourselves and to all men." And then he comes to verse number 16, and he says, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things, and hold fast to that which is good. And abstain from all appearance of evil." And I'm going to stop reading right there this morning. Ask that you bow your heads and we're going to pray, and you pray with me this morning. The Lord will have his way. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that we have the opportunity this morning together once again in the house of God. And thank you that we have your promise that when we come together in your name, that you are in our midst. I thank you this morning, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit that we sensed as we worshiped and as we praised this morning. We come to the reading of your word, and Father, I would just simply ask you today that you would give me divine capability. Touch me with your anointing. I pray that you would inspire my thoughts, put your word in my mouth. Let the word that you allow me to speak to come forth with anointing and with power. Let those words fall upon ears that are touched of God to receive. And Father, we ask above everything that Jesus be glorified and that people be edified in your word this morning. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone in agreement with that prayer said amen. So as you can see on the slide here behind me, I want to title my message this morning, Five Daily Decisions That Can Change Our Lives. Five Daily Decisions That Can Change Our Lives. When the Lord began to put this word upon my heart, I began to think, you know, say, "Lord, how can I bring this out?" So here's what he gave me. How many of you have ever heard a television representative or a rep selling a product on TV? In fact, there are so many of them that they actually have a store in some of the, I think the mall has one, as seen on TV. So we have all seen sales reps that boldly declare to us that the product that he or she is selling will change our life. And I confess to you this morning that I don't normally pay too much attention to the product that they are selling, but It doesn't take long before you're bound to see someone selling something and making the claim that it has the capability of changing your life. The MyPillow guy. He promises the best night's sleep ever. Right? The special ops sunglasses guy boldly tells us that these sunglasses are like nothing else on the market. And they will change your life. The pocket hose guy. I might actually buy a pocket hose one of these days. Just to see how it works, right? But the pocket hose guy says something like, stop tripping and stumbling over that old conventional water hose. Now there's a better way. Just turn the water off and it literally puts itself away. This hose will change your life. The Kitchen Plus 3000 guy. It slices, it dices, it chops, it blends. Stop busting your knuckles on those old shredders. The new Kitchen Plus 3000 will change your life forever. Get up, go to the phone now, and you will receive not one, but two. Just pay separate shipping and handling. Don't wait, don't hesitate, don't be late. Don't be late to the party. Order now and change your life. And my personal favorite, I don't even know what they call this little gadget, but my personal favorite is there is a lady, that it's some kind of a little gadget where you put a hard-boiled egg in it, and then you slap the top of it and your hard-boiled egg pops out the bottom, just all peeled. You know, it just shucks the egg right there. And they got this poor woman, she's trying to peel an egg, and she has eggshell from her hands all the way up her shoulders and then her hair and all. And I'm like, my God, I have never had that hard of a time peeling an egg. I mean, I am no culinary genius, but even I can peel an egg better than that. And I'm not knocking any of these products this morning. I don't know if they'll change your life or not, but I seriously have to ask, you know, if they will actually have the ability to change my life. My wife and I, we do go to Costco, and she's right. I'm on a mission. I mean, I know which aisle we go down. I go in, we get what we need, and we are out of there. You know, I mean, and the only thing I have to stop for is the guy to go, can I see your ticket, please? And I think I've shared with you that I'm not fond of that. But my wife and I, we go to Costco, and we used to, we don't do anymore, but we used to buy those big boxes, you know, those big jars of cashews. I love those. Those are so good. And then I would buy a big bag of M&Ms. And then I would take them home and mix them together. Half M&Ms, half cashews, and that was my favorite snack. I told DJ about it one time. I said, man, it is so good. It will change your life. A couple of months later, I realized it was changing my life and my waistline. I had to stop. I still eat the cashews, but I don't eat the M&Ms anymore. But it'll change your life. Understand that there are some decisions that will change our life. And the Apostle Paul here in our text begins to tell us and begins to share with us some things that I believe really will indeed change our life if we just apply them. The fifth chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians is full of life-changing instructions. In fact, there are actually a total of 22 instructions in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul gives us actually 22 different instructions as he closes the letter, his first letter, to the church in Thessalonica. He says in verse 6, do not sleep as others do. And he encourages us to be spiritually alive and to be spiritually watchful. He tells us in verse 8 to put on the whole armor of God. In verse 11, he says, comfort one another and edify one another and build each other up. How many of you know if the church would just apply that one principle, we'd be a whole lot better off? Too many people trying to tear somebody down so they can look better. If we would just edify one another and build one another up, amen, we'd be a whole lot better off. In verse number 13, he says, live in peace amongst yourselves. Verse 14, he says, sustain the weak and console the faint-hearted, and on I could go. But this past week, as I begin to prepare and begin to study for the service that we're in this morning, the Holy Spirit brought 5 of these 22 instructions to my heart, and he began to impress them upon my spirit. And I believe that if we would simply apply these 5 simple principles, we would be a whole lot better off in our life, and it would change our life. So this morning, with that in mind, I want to share with you 5 daily decisions that can change our life. Number 1, daily determine to be joyful. Daily determine to be joyful. The first decision that we are instructed to make that the Holy Spirit laid upon my heart is found in verse 16. And this is what it says in the King James. It says, rejoice evermore. It's just a small verse. We read over it quickly, sometimes a little too quickly. Rejoice evermore. The word rejoice could literally be translated, be joyful evermore. Be joyful. The God's Word translation of that same verse says, always be joyful. Always be joyful. The Amplified says, rejoice always and delight in your faith. How can we always be joyful? By delighting in our faith. By delighting in our relationship with God. Hello? So understand that Paul is saying that daily, we need to determine and make the decision that we are going to have a joyful attitude. That we are going to have a joyful spirit. Daily, we need to decide that we are going to maintain a joyful heart. Assert and affirm that we are going to have a joyful spirit. And we need to every day conclude, no matter what life throws at us, and no matter what the enemy throws at us, we need to determine, I am going to joy in the Lord. The Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 5 and verse number 11, but let all of those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let them also love thy name and be joyful in thee. Let them be joyful in you. Psalms 32 and 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all that are upright in heart. What God is telling us is that we need to have a joyful spirit. We need to have a joyful attitude as we are walking through life. And I submit to you this morning, amen, that we ought to rise up in the morning instead of looking at the glass half full, amen, and looking at the negative and letting the pessimistic prevail, amen, or letting the unenthusiastic or the depressing, amen, be the driving force of our life. We need to rise up like the psalmist who said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will be joyful in my God. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Notice that the psalmist said, I will The scripture actually says, we will. I will rejoice. David was saying, I will, we will. We've determined, I will rejoice. So he said, I don't feel like I have a reason to rejoice. Oh, yeah, you do. Let me just point out that rejoicing and joy is an act of our will this morning. Amen. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 42 and verse 11, David gets down on himself and he starts talking to himself because he's feeling discouraged. In Psalms 42 and verse 11, this is what David said. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? He's talking to himself. He's not feeling up to par. He's not feeling very joyful. He's not feeling very victorious. And he says, why art thou cast down, my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Why are you so, David, why are you so discouraged? And then listen to what he says. Here's his remedy. He said, hey, David, hope thou in God. Instead of being discouraged and instead of being down and instead of being disquieted, amen, put your trust in God and hope in God. Amen. And he said, for I shall yet praise him. Amen. And what I'm saying this morning is when you get out of bed in the morning, instead of saying, good Lord, it's morning, hop up on your feet and say, good morning, Lord. And this is the day that you have made, and I'm going to be joyful, and I'm going to look at the glass half full, and I'm going to look on the bright side, because my hope and my faith and my trust is in an almighty God who loves me. We got company this morning. I ought to settle down. Make a decision to rejoice in the Lord. Make a decision to be joyful in the Lord. And I promise you, it will change your life. It'll change your life. I'm one of those kind of people that I'm not really always way up. I'm never really way down. I just sort of cruise the middle. I'm pretty even keel. I live with Molly Sunshine. If I ever thought of getting down, Molly would come around. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not knocking that. Listen, this is what the Bible says about having a joyful heart, a joyful attitude. This is what the scripture says. Proverbs 17 and 22. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Wow, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Amen. Let me read that in the God's Word translation. It says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but depression drains your strength. How many of you know that Nehemiah 8 and 10 said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. How many of you know this morning, if the enemy can rob you of your joy, he can rob you of your strength. Yeah, and he'll do everything he can to rob the joy of the Lord right out of your heart. Our joy this morning is not in our circumstances, but it is in our relationship with our God. Our joy, let that sink in. Our joy is not in our circumstances, but it's grounded and rooted in our relationship with God. He is the source of our strength. He is the source of our power. And we need to make the decision to rejoice in Him. I understand that life may not be going the way that we planned. And I understand that some things come into our life that were unexpected. But we can still rejoice in spite of our circumstances. We can rejoice in the fact that we have been saved. And we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We can rejoice in the fact that God has provided every need for us. Amen. We can rejoice in the fact that He promises that no weapon that is formed against us will be able to prosper. We can rejoice in the Lord because He's promised that I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Oh, what a promise we have in God. Rejoice in the fact that your name has been written down in the book of life. Rejoice in the fact that He's promised you eternal life. Rejoice in the Lord. Scripture declares in Psalms 132 and verse number 16, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Isaiah 35 and 10, the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion, singing songs, and an everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. What I'm saying this morning is that if we determine and make the decision to have a joyful attitude and joy in the salvation of our God and rejoice in all of the things that He has provided to us, it will change our life. It will be like good medicine to your soul. Determined to be joyful every day, and it will change your outlook. And when you change your outlook, it will change your life. Number two, I gotta hurry. I got five, I'm only at two. The Nazarene church are gonna beat us to La Costa. Daily determined to be prayerful. Daily determined to be prayerful. Paul said in verse 17, pray without ceasing. Let me ask you a question. What do you suppose our life would really be like if we prayed without ceasing? What do you suppose our life would actually be like if we prayed without ceasing? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 in the God's Word says, never stop praying. Amplified says, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Prayer stirs up fellowship and communion with God. Prayer brings greater knowledge and greater understanding in our life of who God is. Prayer causes us to learn and causes us to grow in our relationship with the Lord. Prayer arouses our faith and stimulates our assurance that God not only can, but that God will. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Yes, He can, but oh, I came to tell you, not only can He, but He will. If we'll just have faith in God. Prayer awakens our confidence and our convicting power, conviction in God. It brings us closer into relationship with the Lord. And if we're honest with ourselves, some of us pray on Sunday morning and we don't pray again until next Sunday morning. Oh, it got quiet. Here's some verses on prayer. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus spake a parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray and faint not. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Here's what Jesus said. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that knocketh, it'll be opened. You hear what I'm saying this morning? He's promised an answer to our prayer, but he's also instructed us to have an attitude of prayer and to be prayerful all throughout the day. I promise you, if you make a daily decision that I am going to seek the Lord, it'll change your life. 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I touch them and heal their land. You want to be healed? You want to be strengthened? You want to be, amen, uplifted in the Spirit of God? Pray without ceasing. It'll change your life. Psalms 105, verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Jude 1:20, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost daily. We need to determine, amen, that I know, amen, that if I can just tuck myself away and find some time to pray, that God will answer my prayer and it'll change our life. Matthew 6:6 said, when you pray, enter into your prayer closet and pray to the Father which sees in secret, and the Father which sees in secret will reward you openly. He's promised to hear our prayer and reward us if we will but make the determination and the decision to pray. Determined daily to be joyful. Daily determined to be prayerful. Number three, daily determined to be thankful. Daily determined to be thankful. Look at verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The God's Word translation says, whatever happens, give thanks. Well, if I'm being honest, there's something that happened I won't give thanks for. Hello? Whatever happens, give thanks, because it is the will of God in Christ that you do this. The Amplified says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks unto God, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. How can we be thankful for everything that happened? How many of you know that sometimes bad things happen to good people? How do you be thankful for that? How do you be thankful for that? Simple answer, you don't. That's not what the scripture's saying. What God is saying is we need to be thankful for his presence, and we need to be thankful for his power, that because as we are walking through those things, he is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And even though we go through trouble, he said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We need to be thankful not for the hardship, but in spite of the hardship. We need to have what I call a hallelujah anyhow. We need to have a hallelujah anyhow. I've told this before. It's been quite some time since I shared it. But when I first got saved, my brother and I, we hit the road playing gospel music and was traveling all over playing, you know, gospel music. And we were in a 3/4 ton van. And it was a 1978 van. It did. We traveled all over in the thing for years. But we were coming up out of Klamath Falls, Oregon, and we were headed to Madras, Oregon. We had a service. We were going to be singing and playing there. And when we left there, we were going to be headed home. So we... We're headed up north. We're coming through Lapine, and that van that we were riding in, I mean, it was just, it was chugging and clanging and banging, and it would do about 35, 40 miles an hour. My brother and I, we just kind of look at each other, and he's like, I don't know, keep driving. We got to a gas station in Lapine and filled it up, and the guy says, can we look under the hood? And we both went, no, we both know there's something wrong there. You know, but we know there's an issue there. So we pulled out of the, we looked under the hood. We couldn't find anything. We left there and we headed up the road, and we got, I don't know, half a mile up the road out of Lapine, Oregon. And all of a sudden, all the banging and all the clanging and all that stuff just quit. And I thought, oh my God, it's dead. And we are miles from home. And my brother, he was the one driving, and my brother kind of romped on the gas. Man, the van just picked up and took off. I'm like, hey, you know, what's that all about? But before it did that, I mean, you know, we're chugging and banging along, and I said, well, hallelujah, anyhow. And all of a sudden, it went quiet, and there was power, and we went all the way to Madras, and we made it all the way home. We made it all the way home, pulled in the driveway, and the thing died, and it never started again. I said, sometimes you just have to have a hallelujah anyhow. Sometimes you just got to give thanks no matter what situation you're in. Amen. In everything, he says, in everything, give thanks. The Bible says in Psalms 92:1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give praise unto his name. Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalms 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And enter his courts with praise and be thankful unto his name. On and on I could go. Psalms 118:1. Give thanks unto the Lord because his mercy endures forever. Amen. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks always for all things unto God. Amen. And the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What I'm saying this morning is I encourage you to make your life a daily opportunity to thank God for all of his blessings and all of his, amen, goodness. No matter the circumstances that you are faced with. Some of us are too busy complaining about what we don't have instead of thanking God for what we do have. I promise you, if you turn that around, it will change your life. Be thankful unto the Lord. Number four, daily determine to quench not the Spirit. Daily determined to quench not the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 in the God's Word says, don't put out the Spirit's fire. He's saying, don't put out the Spirit's passion. The Amplified says, don't quench, don't subdue. Don't be unresponsive. Don't be unmoved by the working and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. What Paul is saying is that we as believers must be careful not to quench, suppress, or extinguish the fire or the passion of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know John the Baptist prophesied of our Lord? There's one that's coming after me who is mightier than I, who I am not even worthy to lace up his shoes. And when he has come, he said he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Passion. Passion. He'll baptize you with fire. In the Greek, it literally means stop putting out the Spirit's fire. Stop putting out the Spirit's passion. Stop being unresponsive. Stop being insensitive. Stop being indifferent, unemotional, unmoved, or unaffected by the working of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know the Holy Spirit comes to us on a daily basis to lead us and to guide us? And so often it is so easy for us to just push that aside and just go on and do our own thing. Understand this morning that we put out the Spirit's fire and passion. We quench the Spirit when we allow fear, doubt, disbelief, and unbelief, and carelessness, and sin, and apathy to rule our heart. When we stifle or snuff out or resist the moving of the Holy Spirit, we are quenching the Spirit. I promise you, if you will not quench the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, it will change your life. It'll change your life. We quench the Spirit when we allow impure things to penetrate our life. We quench the Spirit when we behave immorally or unrighteously. We quench the Spirit when we act unjustly or act out of God's character. We quench the Spirit when we allow or we participate in anything that is contrary to the nature of God. And oh, how easy it is for us to do that. We need to daily determine not to do, not to say, not to act in any way that would quench the moving of God's Spirit in our life. If we would follow the moving of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that's what He came to do, to lead us and to guide us into all righteousness, into all right standing with God. So therefore, daily determined to be joyful, daily to determine to be prayerful, daily determined to be thankful, and daily determined not to quench the moving of the Holy Spirit. Number five, and I'll hurry and close. The fifth decision that we are instructed to make is found in verse 22, and it says that we are instructed to abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, Pastor Gary, what's evil? Here's how the Bible defines sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. Hello? If you know to do good and you don't do it, then it is a sin. Keep away, the God's word translates, keep away from every kind of evil. Abstain from every form of evil. Withdraw thyself and keep yourself away from it. And men have made a whole list of stuff that they feel like is evil, and if everybody else don't feel like that's evil, then you must not have what I have. Well, I'm not following your list. I'm following the Holy Spirit. Hello? Here's what the Bible says about resisting evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 says, "What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore," God is saying, "wherefore, because I am in you, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. And then I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Amen. God is saying, if you know to do good and you don't do it, you are falling into the trap of sin. And He tells us, abstain from the very appearance of what is not right. Psalms 34:14, "Depart from evil and do good." Psalms 3, chapter 3, verse 7, "Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil." Proverbs 4 and 14 says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, pass away from it. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and they sleep is taken away unless they have caused some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more unto a perfect day." Proverbs 4:6 says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left hand, but remove thy foot from that which is evil. On and on I could go. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. John, 3 John 1:11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but which is good. He that doeth good is of God, and he that doeth evil is not of God. Let me give you one more verse and I'll try and wrap it up. This is 1 Peter 3:10. People who want a full and long life. Do you want a full and long life? Sounds good to me. People who want a full and long life and want to enjoy good days must keep their tongues from saying evil things and their lips from speaking deceitful things. They must turn away from evil and do good. The eyes of the Lord are upon those who do what he approves of. His ears are open unto their prayer, but the Lord confronts those that will do evil. If we would abstain from evil things, it would change our life. It would change our life. You know as well as I do that when you begin to get into something that is disapproved of God, the Holy Spirit will tap on your shoulder and go, No. Not cool, foo. Hello? No, you know as well as I do that when you begin to entertain something that you know you should not entertain, the Holy Spirit is right there to tap us on the shoulder and lead us in another direction. And if we would just simply abstain from that, walk away from that, it would change our life. Determined to be joyful, determined to be prayerful, determined to be thankful, determined not to quench the moving of the Holy Spirit, and determined to abstain from evil. And I promise you, your life will change. I promise you, your life will change. Bow your heads, please, if you will. The simple challenges that the Lord has had me bring to us this morning are life-changing if we will take them to heart and determine to apply them. If we have no intention of applying what we've heard, it won't change anything. But if we determine to apply God's word, if we determine to apply God's word, it'll change us. It'll change us from the inside out. And the Holy Spirit will give us grace and strength to carry out those plans. If we will ask him, help me, Lord, to have a joyful attitude. Help me, Lord, to have a rejoicing spirit. Lord, help me to have a prayerful heart. Help me to be thankful instead of looking at all of the things that I don't have. Let me start counting my many blessings. Lord, I pray that you help me not to quench the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit moves upon my heart, let me be willing and yielded and following after him. Lord, help me to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Those things that it come to ensnare me and come to entrap me, deliver me, change my heart, change my life. I pray it in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed here this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to your heart. And maybe you haven't been as joyful as you could be. Maybe you haven't been as prayerful as you could be. Or thankful. Maybe you've quenched the moving of the Holy Spirit and gone on about your way. Maybe there's been a lack of abstaining from the very appearance of evil. If you would just slip your hand up to the Lord and say, Lord, you're talking to me today. God sees your hands this morning, yes. God sees hands all over the building this morning. Stand to your feet, please. Let me pray with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have acknowledged the error of our way. And now, Lord, we ask you to give us the grace and the mercy and the ability to change. Make a determination that brings about a different result, that brings about a change in our hearts. Embed the word deeply within our spirit this morning, Lord, and every day when we have that decision to make, let us choose the right and allow our lives to be changed because of it. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.